AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Mayor Eric Adams is under indictment, accused of selling his influence to foreign nationals. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Protesters shout down New York City's mayor. But a defiant Eric Adams says he's not resigning amid a federal indictment alleging he took bribes and illegal campaign contributions from foreign sources.
My attorneys will take care of the case so I can take care of the city. My day-to-day will not change.
Adams calls the charges political. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the mayor broke the law.
The mayor sought and accepted well over $100,000 in luxury travel benefits.
Williams says from some of the same foreign actors who arranged many of the illegal campaign contributions, including representatives of Turkey.
This was a multi-year scheme to buy favor with a single New York City politician on the rise, Eric Adams.
The mayor denies the charges. Julie Walker, New York.
Governor Ron DeSantis says he hopes people in northern Florida in the path of Hurricane Helene have a plan.
Every minute that goes by brings us closer to having conditions that are going to be simply too dangerous to navigate.
Helene has strengthened into a Category 3 hurricane as it moves closer to land. The Skyway Bridge over Tampa Bay has been closed. Wind gusts reach 60 miles per hour. Landfall is expected late today in Florida's Big Bend region. Storm surge could hit as high as 20 feet. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting at the White House with President Biden.
Russia will not prevail in war. Russia will not prevail. Ukraine will prevail, and we'll continue to stand by you every step of the way.
The president announced billions of dollars more in missiles, drones, ammunition, and other supplies for Ukraine. Israeli strikes in Lebanon continue. The Lebanese health ministry says nearly 700 people have been killed in Lebanon this week. This is AP News. Launchpad Strategies has received $15 million from Donald Trump's election fundraising machine.
Experts say it was built for anonymity, and it's the latest example of how the Trump campaign has used secret businesses to hide its spending from the public. While other campaigns have relied on vendors with hazy origins, Sourav Ghosh of the Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center says
Trump sets his own standard in terms of doing it far more than anyone else.
An Associated Press review of Federal Election Commission records show over $800 million moved through Trump's campaign and pro-Trump fundraising committees over the past 9 years to companies with limited liability, like Launchpad Strategies. Ghosh adds the FEC is unlikely to do much about it.
They're not making decisions about enforcing in certain cases and not others. They're just not enforcing the law in a just overwhelming number of cases.
Kaya Panjwani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.